The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 7th chapter. Jesus' ministry bears witness to God's coming reign, where lowly are shown mercy and the dead are raised. Here, Jesus ministers to a widow by raising her only son to life. I begin reading at verse 11. Soon afterwards, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow. And with her was a large crowd from town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier. The bearer stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has looked favorably on his people." This word about him spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A young pastor noticed one of his parishioners was kind of depressed, and so he decided he would pay her a visit. And as he came to her door, he knocked, and she let him in, and she ushered him into her front parlor where they could sit and visit. Well, they chatted for a few moments, and then the elderly lady began to be silent. She didn't say any more for a while. But the young pastor continued just to chatter on. And after a while, the pastor decided to stop, and he got up ready to leave, and in a stern voice, the elderly lady said, "Sit down, young man. I don't need you to chatter on. You see, in my old age, I have lost all three of my grown sons, and I just need you to sit here while I argue with God and question God about my situation." The young pastor says, "I think I'll sit down." And so he sat there, and it was silent. It was silent. All he could hear was maybe some background noises from outside and a loud ticking of a clock. And after about 30 minutes then, the lady said, "Okay, you can say your prayer, and you may get on your way." That young pastor spent many afternoons that way over the next few years, and he began to learn the importance of the depth of faith that that lady had and also the struggle that she was going through. I can't imagine losing one of my children. I know a number of you have lost children, and it is very devastating. There is a grief that goes along with that. Deeper, I think, than any grief of losing other people close to you. And sometimes the child is an infant, maybe a young child or a child still at home. Maybe it's a child that has not yet been born. Or maybe it is a child that has already grown up into the adult years. That grief is still there, for it doesn't matter the age, because that is still your child, and that is the grief that goes along with losing members of the family out of generation in that way. It's not supposed to happen like that. In our gospel lesson today, or actually before our gospel lesson today, Jesus is out doing ministry in the region of Galilee. On the day prior to this, Jesus had healed a slave of a centurion, and that's the gospel that we read last week. And then he moves on to another town, and he comes into the town of Nain. And just as he is about ready to enter the town, he he notices a lot of commotion going on. There's wails of loud cries, people grieving, and there's a large procession. He soon learns that it is a funeral procession for a young man who has died and his mother is a widow. In that day and age, children were your social security. Children would provide for their parents as they became elderly. And now this woman not only has lost her son, she has also lost her future as well. She had no security left, no one left to take care of her. She grew into the old age. Jesus has compassion on her. And as we read in the story then, you know what happens? Jesus touches the bier, the bearers stop. Jesus commands the dead man to rise, and he sits up and he begins to speak. He is raised from the dead. Jesus cures a lot of people. He raises several from the dead. He shows compassion to everyone. But yet, Jesus did not heal everyone who was sick. Jesus didn't raise everyone who died. And there's always questions in that. Why didn't he raise other people? Why didn't he cure other people? Why didn't he show his compassion on certain people? Part of that answer to that question, I think, is Jesus himself. When God came into this world in human form, Christ took on humanity, which means that he took on our limitations. Jesus is limited to time and space just as we are. Even though God knows everything, God is not limited to time or space. Jesus himself, as he walked here on this earth, was. So he could not reach everybody. He had those limits. But I think anytime Jesus came across people who needed him, he took that opportunity to heal them or to touch them or to show them compassion or even to raise them from the dead. He took that opportunity. It was a chance to show the glory and the power and the might of God. But so what about us here in our day and time? Some of you have gone through miraculous cures, or maybe you know somebody who has gone through a miraculous cure where the doctor had said, there's really no hope left for you. But all of a sudden your disease or your illness was turned around and you recovered. You were well again. And there was no explanation of it other than God's loving hand had touched you. But what about all the other people, the people who do not get better, the people who do die? Why doesn't God raise them up? Why doesn't God heal them? And that's always a question that we ask. And when we do lose somebody close to us, we ask, God, how could you do this? Why didn't you heal them? Particularly when we lose a child. And it's all right to be angry at God. And it's all right to ask those questions. And actually, I really don't have any answers for those questions of why God does heal some people, but yet he doesn't heal others. Because God is all-powerful. God is all-loving. God is all-seeing. That power is there. But I guess as we ask that question, God, why didn't you heal this person I love? As we ask that question, there's several things to consider in here. I think one of the reasons that Jesus did heal the people or performed his miracles or performed those signs and wonders of God was to bring faith about so that people could see that God was at hand, that that power of God was real, that it was true, that God could heal people, that God could raise them even from the dead, so that it would bring faith to all those who had witnessed it, and then those witnesses could also bring faith to others as they told that story. And so his signs, his miracles, were signs to bring about faith. And I think that's what happens today too, that when God does heal, when God does do that miraculous cure, I think those are signs for us that God is alive and well, that God does care, that God does have that power over life and death and over disease and over sickness and over accidents. God does have that power. And it brings faith to all of us who witness that. And then we also share those stories which help bring faith to others. Another thing to consider as we ask that question, why doesn't God just heal everyone? Why doesn't God just heal everyone? I think part of that then too is a question, or it's also a question of faith for us. That we too may have faith, even though we may not be an eyewitness to something miraculous from God, but yet we still be able to have faith, to believe in God. God has made that promise that one day all of us will be healed. All of us will be raised. And we just simply wait for that time. Jesus saw the opportunity to heal people. He saw that opportunity and he took that opportunity. For us too, we see chances or we see opportunities where we can do some good, where we can do some help. If you see somebody in need, we help them. If you see somebody hungry, we feed them. If you see somebody that is lonely, we visit them. If you see somebody who needs clothing, we clothe them. If you see somebody who just needs a listening ear, we listen to them. And that's the example that Christ has given us. One other thing to consider too as we look at this story is that this is a sign of that resurrection, that God has made those promises to us, that we will also be raised on that last day. We no longer right now here on this earth live in that perfection, that Garden of Eden, but yet one day we too will be raised from the dead. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.